Old School, 100.3, Soulful Sunday, Deanna Williams, Derek Sampson. Summer is just a mecca of events and happenings in the city, and one event that's coming up is Dinner en Blanc. And to learn more about it, the co-chair for the event, we would like to welcome Natanya Tabona. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Thank you. So for those of you who do not know what Dinner en Blanc is, explain.
It is a pop-up picnic where everyone wears white and brings their tables and chairs and food for an elegant meal in an undisclosed public space in Philadelphia. And then it opens up, there's a band during dinner, and then it opens up to a dance party that goes till about 11 o'clock at night. So it's just a full evening of fun, enjoying space and friendship and community.
I like it. It's like pop-up picnic meets flash mob. It's like a secret. I love the whole event.
Well, since he's never been, this is Deanna. Good morning.
Uh-huh.
I attended last year, much to my delight, with Melanie Johnson, who was then the city rep for Philadelphia. And I must tell you, we had the best time.
Oh,
we met
great.
People.
Yes, it was wonderful meeting you. And
yes,
it was a wonderful evening.
It was exciting. We met people from all over the Philadelphia, Delaware Valley. We had great dinner partners. And when I say it's such an exciting event that takes place literally all over the world.
Yeah.
It started in France. Give us a little bit of the history.
So, yes, it started 25 years ago in Paris. And then the founder's son brought it to Montreal 5 years ago. And then 4 years ago, he brought it to New York, and it was featured in a New York Times article. And from there, just every city wanted to be part of it. So fortunately, Philadelphia was one of those cities that joined in that next wave. And it's wonderful. You work through International, which is based in Montreal, and they give you the tools to make it happen in your city. And it's a great event, but it is a lot of work, and a lot goes into what seemingly is a pop-up event, really, to make it work in the way it does. So we're very grateful to be part of the international community. And this year it's going to be 40 different cities.
Wow. Well, I'm looking forward to Dinner en Noir, because I don't want to get in white. I need to lose some weight before I get into white. But for those of you who are going to get in white and want to get on the waiting list, there is one, correct?
Correct. And it's a little misleading, but it's a waiting list to receive the invitation. So right now we have about 4,600 people waiting for an invitation, but it is certainly not sold out.
Right.
Everyone puts their name on a list, and everyone receives an email invitation. It's just first come, first serve from there. So it's just a matter of quickly responding once you get that email invitation to register.
And the fee?
The fee this year is $62 total for a couple of two people. So it's $31 a person.
It is so, well, I mean, it is so worth the price. It is such, you bring your own food, you bring your own table, you bring your own linens, you bring everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the opportunity to have camaraderie with people from
right.
all over is just, I've stayed in touch actually with people that I met last year.
Oh, wow.
So I'm
and
so
I've
looking
heard that
forward
a lot.
To it. Yeah, no, wonderful opportunity to net, what I call net weave. Give us the date again.
Thursday, August 22nd.
And the location?
Can't tell.
I know. I
surprise.
Do it every year. I keep trying to pop in. Maybe it'll slip up.
Everyone tries.
And the website.
But just about last year, we received comments for weeks, months after about how people felt about Logan Circle after having had that experience. So it really is an amazing opportunity to show off spaces in Philadelphia and really build a connection for people that really lasts a long time.
I encourage everyone to go to your website, because a picture is worth a zillion words in the case of the photographs. It will inspire, encourage, motivate people to participate. I'll be there this year, Natanya, looking forward to
Wonderful.
It again. I commend you and your team for producing such an elegant, yet fun, down-to-earth, warm, just safe event as well. People
Thank
need to
you.
Know.
I appreciate that.
Very beautiful event. So,
and we can't do it without the support of the City of Philadelphia. They were wonderful. They really worked with us, and they enabled it to be this great event that it was without restrictions, and really just allowing people to enjoy it safely and in a fun way. So we're very appreciative to be able to do it here in
it's
Philadelphia.
It's because we're the city of brotherly love and
exactly.
sisterly affection. Did
exactly.
you know that part?
So last year's spot was really picked because it really reflected the connection to Paris, the Champs-Élysées. This year, it's not exactly that same connection, but you'll see that we're reflecting the city of brotherly love as well as a little hint of Paris. So,
but wait a minute. Hopefully. I need you to say sisterly affection as well, Natanya.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Brotherly love and sisterly affection. Repeat after me. Brotherly love.
Brotherly love.
And sisterly affection.
And sisterly affection.
There you go, girl.
Love it.
You've now been inducted into the proper way to identify the city of Philadelphia.
The website, one more time.
It's philadelphia.dinneronblanc.info, and that's dinner, dinnerenblanc.info.
Thursday, August 22nd at... I'll try one more time. Thank you so much, Natanya, for joining us.
Yes, no, not getting that out of me. but I do encourage people to register for the waiting list now because the invitations are going out shortly by the middle of July. So it is a little time sensitive.
Okay. All right. Well, the website is there. It will also be posted on our website, oldschool1003.com. Natanya, thank you so much for joining Deanna and I on Soulful Sunday. We are Old School 100.3.
Thank you so much. See you on August 22nd.